Have you ever heard about polyvagal theory? So, if you have heard about it, you definitely know that is more about social engagement and connections. Yes, there is part of our nervous system which is responsible for connection and social engagement. And that is so important when we deal with stress and anxiety and trauma healing. So, if you want to know more about it, listen to this episode. Let's dive into it. Hello, everyone. Okay, so episode 8, and I'm going to talk to you today about vagus system and polyvagal theory a little bit. But before I start to talk about that, just let me update you about where we are at this stage. We are still in a stage 4 lockdown in Melbourne, and it's a bit challenging, yes, because it's a big challenge for a lot of people in terms of all, you know, all aspects. Mental health and emotional health, financial state, and so that's possibly the best time to talk about these things, because we definitely need more calmness, and possibly we need to use more adaptive strategies to manage the situation in the best way. Okay, so you probably know by now that when we face a stressful situation, our body reacting in three ways that we discussed before: fight and flight and freeze. Depending on what our body chooses and what's the situation. So we as humans, we actually desire to be as calm and connected as possible. Connection is part of our natural beings. We are actually naturally relational beings. We want to be connected. And certainly this connection starts within, because we need to understand connection inside, within, to be able to connect to others. So when we face a stressful situation, connection is something which is under threat and it's not fulfilled properly. So a sudden or prolonged experience of threat or pressure or disaster, something that can happen just, you know, unexpectedly, they cause us to lose our adaptive state. And then the sympathetic system activates and shut down the good part of the vagus system, the good part of the vagus system, which is called ventral vagus system. This is not actually our decision. It's rather the reaction, you know, in our autonomic nervous system. And it can be sudden, erupting as a panic attack, or just as a flight, or anger, or anxiety. And if it continues, as a depression. We actually have the third part of the autonomic nervous system. We talked about sympathetic, parasympathetic. Parasympathetic is just calming state. But the third part is what is discussed in polyvagal theory. And this is actually talking about the vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve in our body. And it's responsible for so many functions in our body. So the vagus system, this vagus nerve, has two parts. Dorsal, which is more responsible for survival mode, just to protect us. So basically, when we're going through the fight and flight and freeze reactions, the dorsal part of the vagus nerve is in function. The ventral part is in the adaptive part. So the ventral part of the vagus system is bringing, it's more playful, and it's actually bringing our performance back to the liveliness and vitality and freshness. I'm going to talk a little bit about newborn, and because the development of this part of vagus nerve and this social engagement actually is being started from the very, very, you know, beginning stages of pregnancy, and it's continuing, you know, through newborn and few months or maybe few first years of life. So at birth, mammalian infants are not really capable of caring for themselves. Yeah. So the newborn is vulnerable and dependent on the mother or any, you know, concerned caregiver to survive. Support from others is required to obtain basic biological needs such as food, warmth, and protection. This dependence on other decreases as the infant develops. Yeah. So this decreasing dependency is indeed paralleled by changes in neural regulation of the autonomic nervous system. And during development, the nervous system begins to regulate and control infants' functions, and infant is becoming more independent gradually and is increasingly capable of initiating social interaction with others to regulate physiological state. So this is a self-regulatory skill which is developing gradually. Humans maintain a need for social interaction throughout the lifespan. That is a need, as I mentioned before. Social separation and isolation for humans, regardless of age, can cause profound disruption in the ability to regulate physiological state and compromises both physical, biological, and mental and emotional health. This disruption may impact all aspects of development and may be expressed as delays in motor development, growth, cognition, as well as, you know, global health vulnerabilities and a lot of other problems, you know, social and emotional dysfunctions and, you know, behaviors. So a lot of evidence and studies report that the various degrees of social abandonment can have disastrous effects on even children development. So what can we do to improve this social engagement and indeed increase the function of the myelinated section of the vagus system based on the polyvagal theory? Deb Donna actually wrote a book which is called, just trying to remember, Polyvagal Exercises for Safety and Connection. And that's a great book. It's an amazing book. And she suggested some very helpful strategies to improve, and very simple exercises to improve this you know, social interaction and connection when we face traumatic situations. So some strategies can be accurately sense, feel, and perceive what's happening in your body. So it's more about body scanning. And as I talked before, connection with our body is the very first step of any kind of healing. Observe all, you know, the reactions. Fight, flight, or freeze. Just clearly observe it and see and feel if there are any signals. So if you feel the signals, engage with those signals. Okay, so if you feel the changes, I would certainly focus on heart. So be more proactively connected to your heart consciously. Consciously observe your heart rate. Has it been increased? Okay, consciously feel it, observe it, and consciously observe your breath. Is your breath shallow, rapid? Okay, then you can change it and then start with the heart focused breathing that I mentioned before, or prana breathing, just to stabilize it and shift it to a more calm and stable and healthy approach. So in this way, you can skillfully shift to move to the right direction and activate your calmness, your connection, your playfulness, and your trust, and then help your ventral vagus nerve fibers get more myelinated. Okay, so there are some other strategies that can clearly help to myelinate or just improve the function of the myelinated part, the ventral part of the vagus system. Meditation is one of them that we certainly talked about it, I think, before, that can regulate your heart rate, your breath, and just bring your whole body to the state of coherence. So through meditation, you activate the ventral part of the vagus system, the ventral side of the vagus nerve. So by deep relaxation, you indeed overcome those activated state by sympathetic nervous system. And also you can heal even inflammation in your body and a lot of, you know, dysfunctional body's responses. So breathing is always the very, you know, effective approach to start with. So I definitely suggest you to start with breathing technique. Just go and listen to my previous podcast when I talked about breathing technique in panic attack and in a stressful situation, that you need just to start with a comfortable state first and then go through the deep breathing and the actual, you know, the different types of the breathing, heart focused and prana, and these strategies. Find a very safe place, somewhere that you can simply sit quietly, nicely, and you feel really comfortable and safe in that place. Can be a nice space in your home. It can be, you know, everywhere, your bedroom surrounded by beautiful I don't know, pictures, or I love actually my lunchroom close to the, because I live in an apartment and I can see the sky and I have a balcony, and I love to sit in, if I can, I can sit in the balcony, you know, where they're permitting. But at least I like to sit, you know, close to the window and be able to see the sky and be surrounded by my plants. So yeah, so whatever suits your soul and you feel more comfortable. So sit in the safest place and more the most comfortable place wherever you are, and then start breathing. Just first you can start with whatever you feel comfortable with the breathing technique, whatever you know you feel comfortable with. You don't have to start with deep breathing. Just feel whatever you're comfortable with and check that in with your heart, with your heartbeat. So to consciously acknowledge and feel your heart. And smile is a good thing. It's actually perfect if you can consciously create your smile and do, you know, this very initial breathing with a smile on your face. And then start to connect with your heart and scan your body and what is happening in your body, what your body is trying to tell you with different signals. Just connect to those signals and engage with them. You may want to at the same time visualize yourself surrounded by love, by people who you love, your family, your friends, or even, you know, spiritual beings, and imagine being surrounded with, you know, by a very supportive community, and you really feel that you are connected. So relax your muscles, relax your face muscles, relax your shoulders, relax your neck, and continue breathing. So when you're ready, start, you know, deep breathing and go to the, you know, to the prana breathing. If you can, count your breath, hold your breath, you know, for 6-7 seconds. And then prolong your exhale, if you can, 6-7-8 seconds. Chanting is good. This is something that is suggested to activate the ventral side of the vagus system. Humming, chanting, and also singing. You know, actually, the founder of this polyvagal theory, Dr. Porges, if I remember the name correctly, I think yeah, he's correct. So he actually was he was playing clarinet, and he found, you know, clarinet helps him just to get to the state of kind of meditation and a balanced state that can activate the ventral side of the vagal system. So yes, if you can play music and dance, sing, chanting, and detach from your thoughts. Any thoughts of fear, worry that keep you in the constant state of fight or flight, these thoughts are not helpful, and they cannot actually keep you in the relaxation state. But you don't have to, just be careful, you don't have to fight with them, okay? So all you need, if thoughts just coming, all you need is just to observe them, but don't attach to them. Just observe them and let them come and go by themselves. It's like that, you know, we are just, you know, swimming, and we're just going with the waves. We are not attaching to the waves, but we just let the wave come and kind of sometimes hit us a little bit and then go. So this is what, you know, this is the best thing, because the more fighter attitude you have, the more stronger they become. So we don't have to fight with them, and don't focus on them. So just change your focus to your playful focus, change your focus to your smile, change your focus to relaxing your shoulder, change your focus to consciously to your heart. And when you are getting out of the shutdown state by doing these things, and you activate the ventral side of the vagus system, you feel more grateful. Just say clearly thank you to your body, because we need to appreciate our body wanted to protect us, even if it was overreactive, even if, you know, if it makes us freeze or frozen or freezing, fighting, they all are protective strategies that our body knows just to survive us. Just say simply thank you to your body. And if you just continue activating this part of the vagal system and connect it with your heart, and just consciously be aware that there are ascending and descending signals just moving through this vagal system and myelinated part of the vagal nerve from heart to brain, brain to heart, heart to brain, then you get more aware about your connection, the connectedness in your body, which is eventually improving your connectedness with outer world. So it's both sides at the same time, connectedness with inner world and outer world. And then how does it feel like? Your immune system is going to be healthier, you feel more happy, open, in peace, and you find, you know, kind of curiosity about life. Your sleep is becoming better, and your face is more expressive. You know, you don't look like, you know, like a sad or angry person, and you get emotionally more connected and related to others. And you become more understanding and listener person, and your body feels calm and grounded. But remember, like everything else that we discussed before, everything must be consistent. So your practice to activate the ventral side of the vagal system must be consistent, regular practice. Some other things may help you activate this part of the vagal system. Some people suggesting cold exposure is helpful, like a cold shower. I'm not a person, but a lot of people do that, and absolutely it's effective. It's really it's a good strategy, but you know, I'm more like, you know, I just like more hot shower. So yeah, so certainly deep and slow breathing and prolonged, you know, exhale, if that can be your regular and you know, everyday strategy to allocate some time for deep and slow breathing. And as I talked before, heart-focused breathing. You can do it for 10 minutes every day. If you can even do it for 10 minutes every day, that would be perfect. And singing, as I mentioned before, and also gut health. So the probiotics and just working with microbiomes, that could be helpful also to activate the ventral side of the vagus system. It's in the evidence about omega-3 fatty acids. They are helpful. And exercise, movement, move your body. That is also very helpful to support, you know, your brain's mitochondria. And some people suggesting massage. And I would suggest you the last, but possibly the most important. My first brand new online program to optimize your inner wellness is happening very soon. So if you are interested or eager to make a transformation in your inner wellness, please keep in touch and I'll send you the link to connect and then we can start this journey together. Now, please listen to the rest of the show. Is laughter. So there is evidence. I think a randomized controlled trial showed a significant association between laughter and heart rate variability, HRV, and higher mood. So that means the more people, you know, had and used laughter in their everyday life, the better, you know, heart rate and the higher and happier mood. So that is so amazing. So laughter is a medicine. And certainly that's an effective strategy and approach to activate the ventral side of the vagus system. Okay, so I think that's all about today. And yeah, so I know that is kind of different time, unique time, and we are all experiencing different stages of stress, anxiety, and maybe trauma, depending on, you know, what's the context and what's the situation. So yeah, I thought maybe it's good to introduce this polyvagal theory, and we actually get a better understanding about how our nervous system is really working to protect us, as well as to improve our adaptive state and behaviors and connection. That is just my motto. Heart intelligence is the one that can answer humans' needs. Connection is always, always a significant aspect of our natural existence and being. So make sure that you start this connection with you within, and at the same time, you spread it out to the outer world. Okay, so this is about today, and I'm going to talk about a couple of other things. I'm very interested to talk about meaning making, maybe. So if you are, because I'm really fan of Dr. Viktor Frankl. I'm not sure if you have read his book, The Man's Search for Meaning. And yeah, that is something else that I'm going to talk about, possibly, I don't know, next session. So thank you so much for listening. If you know people who are interested to join me, talk about this stuff, please, please, please just, you know, connect. And also I have, I think I mentioned in my last episode that I have created a Facebook group called Inner Wellness with Global Heart. So just feel free to join to my, so I can provide you with the link, and feel free to join my Facebook group. And also I'm going to start my 8-week coaching program online, which is called Optimizing Inner Wellness. If you are interested to join me for that 8 weeks online program, just get in touch. Stay well, stay safe, and don't forget to connect. Connection is the key. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.